I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, the show within the show, which is always available on all the same places you get the DA Show podcast feed, but also its own podcast feed. So I enjoy radio.com. That's where I get my DA Show and PGP downloads. That's always a good one to use. But iTunes is a good place as well, or other places that podcasts are available. So Mraz jumps into Side A right now. And the first thing is, before tonight's or today's show began, I saw one of your friends who's a producer at WFA in New York, Tommy Lugauer, a.k.a. Tommy the Mix. And over breakfast, we were both, I was getting some water, I think. He was heating up perhaps a bacon, egg, and cheese or something like that, maybe getting his coffee. And I said, are you going to Mraz's block party on Saturday? And he said, no, I don't know yet. You know, the guy only told me like 4 days ago. And I said, oh, that's tough. He goes, yeah, are you going? I go, yeah, I'll be going there. My first time in a couple of years. He goes, oh, yeah, no, I know. I go, it's tough that Mraz only told you 4 days ago. He paused and just said, Pig move. And then,
come on.
I said, I'm excited to see his dad's bar. He goes, oh, yeah, you know, that's Bob's Mona Lisa. So,
that it is.
So, number one, why did you wait so long to tell all the other guys in the office? And can we qualify that as a pig move?
I don't think it's a pig move. What? Because, again, what does pig mean? Pig means I was selfish or something?
I guess.
I don't think it was a selfish move. I think, honestly, I lost track of who I told and who I didn't tell based on the fact that, oh, I don't know, I had to move a pregnant wife out of my apartment and in with my parents and all in all while trying to buy a house. I've had a lot of other stuff going on outside of work that, forgive me if some people have slipped through the cracks on forgetting to mention the block party was coming up. But now that I'm settled into my parents' house again and we are in contract on a house and I'm not worried about moving out anywhere, I had a breath of fresh air this week as we head to the block party. Like, okay, now I could focus on it. And I went through my phone to see who I hadn't told. And, of course, now I'm getting hit. Oh, you just wait until now to tell me? Like, all right, I'm sorry. But at least now you know. It's not like I didn't tell people.
Well, there's some scuttlebutt around here that is a pig move.
Rough year for me. It's a rough year. It's a lot happening. It's hard to juggle everything.
And number two, would you consider Bob's bar in your backyard his Mona Lisa?
Yeah, he undoubtedly.
Yep, that's right.
Cares currently about that bar more than any of his three children. There's not a doubt in my mind. You go back there, he's back there. I don't even know when he's going to work, when he's not, because I get home from work, he's there. I leave for work, he's there. He's having breakfast out there on the weekends. Dinner's always out there. He has this beautiful outdoor table. Haven't seen him sit at it once the entire summer. Everything's got to be eaten at the bar, drank at the bar. It's an open admission. He's got neighbors there. He brags about it. He posts about it on Instagram. How he even has an Instagram, I don't know. Everything is about him. Instagram, I haven't seen a picture of any of his kids doing anything successful ever, but everything's about the bar.
I get to see this bar on Saturday.
Right.
What time do the festivities, what time do the gates open?
So look, here's the bit. There's a soft opening at one that you're more than welcome to. That's when baseball starts for the day. Because here's the...
That's when the gates open for batting practice?
You're going to laugh at this. The block party, technically, from like a guest standpoint on the block, starts at 3. However, this is now running linear with, on Saturdays, Bob's Bar opens by 1. Depending if there's some early sporting event, it might open early. So the pool is open.
There's official
start times for Bob's Bar.
Usually the word on the street is you can get into Bob's starting around 1. They have the baseball package.
Now, it's an outdoor bar in your backyard.
In your backyard, but people know how to open a gate. There's a lock on the gate. The gate gets unlocked. People are more than welcome to stroll back there. Usually there's a game on, and people are more than welcome to use the pool. So we have still decided to do that. If you're planning for the heavy block party, everybody in the front yard, yeah, festivities, bounce houses, all that, come at 3 o'clock. But we will be set up, beers on ice, everything to go for the people who want to do a Saturday afternoon in the pool, watch a little baseball by 1 o'clock. So I expect most of like the extra family and stuff will be 3. But again, anybody more than welcome to come hang out, pool, drink a little at the bar before it gets chaotic at 1.
Okay.
Is that fair? I think that's...
Sure. Whatever the schedule is, I have to abide by. The second part is, when people go to Bob's Bar,
uh-huh,
do you pay for drinks there?
So there is a sign up. We run weekly specials.
Okay.
So we're still under the 4th of July specials, and there's a chalkboard sign, $3 Kona Big Waves, $5 Fireball Shots, but underneath, friends drink free. So if you're a friend of the bar, come on in. The coolers are open, all of yours. If we don't know you and you just happen to get word around the street and you walk in, there are the prices. And everything goes to Taylor's college fund as well, my baby's college fund. That's currently where proceeds are going. You'll see. You'll see the special board up there.
So what happens if I want just a Bud Light?
Free. You're a friend of the bar.
Okay, what happens? What's the prices on for a non-friend for a Bud Light?
Usually about $4.50.
Kona Big Wave Specials 3.
Because we got a good deal at the distributor. The distributor, by the way, up the block. I haven't mentioned this. There's a beer distributor up the block that is aware when I go in there, my father goes in there, my sister goes in there, that we have opened a bar.
Uh-huh.
So they have certain distributor prices they will give us because we have been spending $150 there a week, usually out of my dad's pocket, to stock up. And believe me, the beer gets drank. So when I say Kona, they had a good special on Kona, so we could charge cheaper on the
Kona. You're
Konas.
Getting distributor prices?
If we're there every week spending that much money, yeah, they catch on. And we told them we have a bar, so they'll let us know. And whatever their big deal is for the week, okay, we can take money off this and that. Then you get maybe a craft beer that's a little cheaper.
If you're a distributor, you might end up getting neon signs for the outdoor bar.
There's a lot to be had. We already have actually came.
Coasters and...
Well, there is coasters. Bob's Bar coasters, but the beer ones, you're right. There are two now Bob's Bar signs that have been made with the year and establishment. And because we've opened a back bar, the back bar is just this old plastic bar or whatever, but that has been...
A back bar off of the bar.
Off of the bar for crowded nights. You can still get served there.
Oh, my God.
You'll see. In there is an umbrella. Corona has sponsored that. That's the Corona back bar, and you'll see the Corona Tiki umbrella. It's back there. You'll see.
The Corona back bar.
The Corona back bar, yeah. So you have the main bar, TV, back bar, outdoor couching with a fire pit, then your classic dinner table where if you don't want to sit at the bar and you want to wait for a table, you get served there. All poolside as well. So it really, if you want a good taste of summertime fun, the only thing missing is boats coming in. That's what it looks like back there. You'll see. It's quite the paradise.
This is all so amazing. It is so reminiscent of the Seinfeld episode of the Merv Griffin show where Kramer found the Merv Griffin set, set it up in his apartment, and he would be hosting a talk show in his apartment. It was just whoever came by the apartment was the guest.
Could come in. I am telling you, I have now registered because you hear that sound. Anybody that's out there knows that sound of a gate opening, like the metal gate or whatever, the fence gate, like... You hear that and your head turns. Who's going to walk through the door next? You're waiting for wrestling music. Like, by God, that's neighbor Chris's music.
Now, does attendance at Bob's Bar revolve around who's within walking distance of the neighborhood, or do people drive in for the bar?
A little bit of both. For the most part, it's definitely a walking crowd, but I'm telling you, there are neighbors who will say, I'm going to Bob's, my neighbor Bob's tonight. Why don't you come? Like, if we were planning on getting together, and it ends up, they end up being the drivers. There are very jam nights where you could go back there, and I've noticed, 40, 50 people.
40 or 50 people are in your backyard.
I've seen it, and I've looked around at my sisters going, who are these people? And we laugh. And then there's a night like last Saturday night where, because 4th of July, people were hot and heavy there Thursday, Friday, Bob's Bar was dead on a Saturday. It's just me and my sister's boyfriend watching Mets Phillies. So it has its busy nights, it has its dead nights. Block party, I'm assuming, be a very busy night.
Did your rent spike when Bob's Bar was built, because now you're living over a bar.
I am living over a bar. Luckily, my parents haven't charged me yet, and I should be getting out of there by the end of the summer before the government notices what's going on there. But it's wild. I mean, they're already planning, can we figure out more space heaters there for football season? Because they do have a couple heating situations. It's a crazy scene, man. It's really
40 or 50 people?
You should have seen the 4th of July. There were people. There was an older woman walked through. I still don't know who she is. Sat in my chair when I went up to get in the bathroom. I didn't know who she was. It's my own house. I couldn't ask her to get up. Sat on my bar stool. So, okay, I guess I'm done here. My tab's paid.
So you guys, your dad specifically, is feeding the entire block. He is serving the entire neighborhood with a beer.
I will say, for the most part, the regulars have been very gracious every once in a while, bringing over the 12s or 24s or even just throwing, you know, cash in the tip jar. Hey, take up for. But for the most part, yeah, my dad just enjoys it. I think he just enjoys the idea that he's running a fake bar. I don't know.
Is he always the bartender?
No. We have different shifts. I've bartended a little bit. My sister's a bartender a little bit. My pregnant wife has bartended a little bit. Sometimes we get the wristband with the bottle openers shoved up there. At any given time, there's this guy Kerrigan, who's actually a listener to the show, friend of a friend of a sister. 4th of July, he was like a mixologist back there. He was doing the shaking like Tom Cruise, pouring shots, making Long Island iced teas. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, for all the liquors there. You know, it's not just beers either. I mean, whatever you want.
Do you need a liquor license?
You're supposed to have one. I think because we're getting away with technically not charging anybody on the books, we're okay.
Oh, is that that's the loophole?
That's the loophole. But I'm telling
you. But you are charging people.
Again, if we don't know you, it's nudge, nudge. Now, again, you know, if you don't want to pay and we don't know you, you'll get rubbed out of there real quick. Just throw some money in the jar. How about that? Just contribute. But for the most part, it's open arms. It's a trust system. It's like going to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It's a suggested donation.
So you're kind of running like the St. Louis Blues Gloria Bar.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And I believe it'll be in time because something new gets added every week. They're hanging a bell, which will be a tip.
Who's
bell.
Who's they?
The people that own Bob's Bar, my parents.
Your dad.
Yeah, my dad is drilling a bell in. Apparently, you shake the bell for tips, and it will also be used for Yankee runs and eventually Giants touchdowns. So anytime you hear that bell ring, either somebody's tipped or something big has happened for our teams.
It can't be a Yankees run because what? A little one-run single?
Yeah. Maybe just home runs?
Home runs.
Maybe a home run bell
It's going to be a lot of bell ringing. You guys score like 13 runs a game.
But I'm telling you, it's nuts over there. I haven't left. I haven't gone to any other bars this summer. Why do I need to? Drink it for free. I don't think John Taffer would be a fan.
So I'm going to a bar on Saturday. I'm not really going to a block party.
Well, this again.
I'm going to a bar.
Here's the deep dive. Yes, you are, but the block, because we can't move the bar, the block party still takes place out front.
Uh-huh.
The problem is we're curious how many people end up trickling just to hanging out at the bar, not out front.
Well, somebody's got to be tending bar. I mean, if your dad is out front with the block party and nobody's at the bar.
Right. So the question is how much drinking goes out up front. But I have a feeling by 9, 10 o'clock, you're going to be back fully. Everybody's going to be fully in that yard. That is where the after party is scheduled. And the DJ is scheduled, at least on the chalkboard, to come down at 10 o'clock for the after hours spinning.
At the backyard.
The backyard. So we know the DJ of the block, but he's usually in the middle of the block. So he wraps at 10, speakers come back up the block.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it'd be, you know, that's when a night where you need the back bar. I mean, a lot of people get back there. A lot of people get back there.
Now, because you guys have the above ground pool in the backyard,
uh-huh.
Is that like a swim up tiki part of the bar?
Look, if there was an in-ground pool, I have a feeling there would be one of these like you'd see in Cancun, a swim up part. But because of it, you can get served drinks along the edge of the pool. I have, certainly. You just hang over because you can still see the TV. But it is a process because it's above ground. You got to climb up over the ladder and in. But still, you could drink in the pool.
And you'll get served in the pool.
You can, yeah. As long as there's a good waiter or waitress on staff. My sister, Sarah, is a little nasty when it comes to it. Sam will take care of you. Sarah will basically tell you to F off.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Yeah, so there's been plenty of pictures on my Instagram, but hopefully you document it as well. But, yeah, more than welcome to come in early for the soft opening, obviously.
I'm debating whether to do a little beach hit early.
That's not a bad idea. And there's a huge food truck festival on Long Island this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Over 100 food trucks in one location, about two towns over from me.
Really?
Yeah, 100 food trucks. Tanger, Deer Park. Giving them free plug here on the PGP.
Now, have you decided what's coming up on side B yet?
No. Oh, okay. I was hoping to get in touch with the caller. If not, there's a chance it's either going to be an Andrew Kaplan profile.
Oh.
Which I'm going to discuss with him. If not, we could go back to Andrew Bogus. So it's a who's who here. You don't know what's coming on side B.
Still no Huge. He's not welcome.
How can Huge be welcome? We didn't even get into Huge. What happened with Huge?
Yeah, that's going to, I think, remain behind the scenes. Okay. I think we keep that in the locker room.
All right. Never
mind. There was a huge incident on Wednesday, very tail end of the show, miscommunication. He was very upset. there was a little bit of yelling in the film room.
Sure. Sure. But just so everybody knows, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine, but we're going to keep details behind the locker room. So, yeah, Huge, though, will not be on side B.
Okay. Well, this is setting up for an amazing day on Saturday at the block party. I would say if any of our listeners are in the Long Island area on Saturday,
come on in.
Yeah, they're welcome.
You can Instagram, and I'm serious, you're in the Long Island area, Instagram, DM me. I won't give the address out on the pod, you know, because you got to keep Bob's Bar in with government taxes,
yeah,
and
right. But it's in West Babylon, New York.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So you will know the general area.
Exactly. But, you know, Bob's Bar, where everybody knows your name. All right, welcome into Side B of the PGP. This is Mraz, host of Side B and the executive producer of the DA show. And it is another week of the permission granted profiles. Last week, we profiled the Wienership, an event that no longer exists, may or may not be because of Huge Freeze. But this week, we go behind the scenes of the DA show with somebody that many have asked for on Twitter to be on a permission granted profile. If you're a fan of WatchDA.com and seen its growth, you may not even understand that what you love about it comes from the fingertips of the following person. And if you hear at the end of the DA show when Andrew Kaplan is thanked, you might ask yourself, who the heck is Andrew Kaplan? Well, he couldn't be less enthusiastic to be here on the permission granted profiles, but the executive producer of WatchDA.com, Andrew Kaplan, joins us now on Side B. Andrew, hello.
Hello, Sean. Thanks
How are you?
Me. It's very exciting to be here.
Very exciting.
It clears it, yes.
All right, well, let's get right into it. You are a lifer in radio. You've had a million jobs in the business.
Sure, yeah.
Been pretty good at all of them. You've invested your time now into Watch DA and really become part of the family for a couple years now.
Wow, thank you.
But do you like the fact that, you know, you're mentioned, you contribute so much valuable product to the show, yet you know, you're really not front and center. You're not the center of attention. Nobody really hears from you.
That's true. I do like it, though. I get the occasional rejoin from Pete. I appreciate that. From one of the callers who appreciates WatchDA.com.
Okay.
So that's nice.
All right. And where are you from? Give a little background.
Albany, New York.
So near Hurricane Jen territory.
Yes.
Have you ever had any roosters live near you?
Not that I know of, no.
So would you classify roosters as being common to just graze into women's backyards in Albany?
No, definitely not.
Do you believe that Hurricane Jen owns a farm?
I believe everything about Hurricane Jen. Yeah. Absolutely.
What do you mean you believe everything with Hurricane Jen?
I mean, I think she's very likable, very honest, very truthful.
Very truthful?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she thinks she sent foot pictures to Rex Ryan and it wasn't Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call her truthful.
That's tough.
That is tough. All right. Well, jerk. You, what gets lost here,
yeah.
Very interestingly, are a Boston sports fan for the most part.
Yep.
Celtics, the Red Sox, you for some reason are not a Patriot fan, you're a Jet
right,
fan.
Right.
So you sit back and you run the Watch DA stream while DA just kills anything Boston related at any point. At point in time, does that not bother you that run in and strangle him for this?
No, definitely not. I get it. I mean, growing up in New York as a Red Sox fan, I dealt with it. I understand, you know, losing all the time, your team's constantly losing, so you want to lash out at the winners. I get it.
Are you saying because DA is a fan of losers like the Mets? Is DA a loser?
No, I'm saying he roots for losers.
Does that in turn make DA a loser?
No, definitely not.
Are you sure?
But I understand.
It sounded like
aggression.
You wanted to go there.
No, definitely not. Kidding? Anyone that takes a cell phone to a bar is not a loser.
It wasn't even a cell phone. It was a regular phone
corded
at the
phone,
time.
Right.
A cordless phone. Okay. So now you sit back. You're on the Watch DA stream. You somehow come up with very funny graphics. You could turn over very funny GIFs. What is your favorite part of running the WatchDA.com stream?
Anytime I can see you dancing and eating is definitely like my favorite part.
Okay.
For some reason, that just brings me so much joy. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and you know, you've gotten, because we've seen the GIFs now of me shoving Cheez-Its in my mouth,
right,
bopping around, dancing, and you really get me caught in the own world. I find it, I have to admit, a little troubling at times, a little uncomfortable. Now, generally, I really don't care,
right.
I don't care. But I would be lying if I said it's not. It's a little weird that any movement that Pete or I do, even in break, you could possibly be looking at filming. And are you aware of when we have no idea what you're doing?
I guess I am aware of it. Kind of a question for you. What is that like to have this camera on you all the time?
I don't think about it. I only think about it when I know I'm on the air. Right. And I turn to say something to DA, and I see the camera can move. So we have this camera in front of me and Pete, which is a whole other story. And it shifts, and I can see it shift. I'm like, okay, it's go time. Lights are on. Let me try to look at it as much as possible. But when I'm not on air, and this is what really bothers me, I'm just minding my business. I'm doing my thing. I'm eating. I'm dancing. But clearly you are still focused in on running stuff.
Well, that's what's so great. You're in your own world just enjoying it. Listening to the music, eating your Cheez-Its.
Would you say the better stuff on WatchDA.com is what happens in the breaks or what actually happens on the air?
I would think it's on the air is probably better, but the stuff in the breaks is good.
Okay, also, now, anybody who watches WatchDA, and if you're not familiar with it, check out WatchDA.com anytime the show is on, because it's like you're watching the show on TV, but you're watching it from your phone, your home device, what have you. You have a very uncanny ability to be able to, you know, put up a quick, stupid graphic, like huge freeze looking like Mr. Freeze during his picks. Or how long does that take you to do where we got goofy pictures, funny turnover? I mean, I think it was me and Robbie in fencing outfits at one point you had up there. Yeah. I mean, what goes into that?
I don't know. It just comes to me maybe about like 5-10 minutes. I try to do them during the break.
But there's stuff you've done like on the fly. Where me and DA, because you were in a pre-show meeting with DA and I.
Yeah.
And we, for the most part, diagram out what we're going to do each segment. But there is stuff that happens. Like, for instance, this week was the It Clears It. And you were able to turn over a video like that, put it online. You're very quick at acting on the fly. And you're kind of Eli Manning, like, where you just, like, you're just calm, cool. Like, I don't understand how you do all it. It's actually a skill.
It is a skill. That's true.
Oh, so you are now going to be a little cocky.
Well, yeah, I think I'm very good.
Okay. All right. Now,
I appreciate the compliment. Yeah.
For years, and I mean years, nobody worked more with DA around here than me. And I saw the great sides of him. I saw some dark sides of him if I let him down. You now, Cap, work with him, I would say, almost equally as me, because you're the producing video side as I'm producing the radio side. But when the radio show's over, you and DA have been working on a radio.com product called Around the Dial.
Yeah.
You are the producer of that. DA hosts it, where he tosses those several clips and stuff going on in our company's family. Now that you are working with DA, essentially you have a full-time job where you are tied to DA on the hip.
Real close. Yeah.
Have you seen any dark sides out of him yet?
No, I've never seen a dark side, which is kind of strange. You think you would at this point?
Right.
I've worked, you know, with other hosts, and you do see a dark side pretty early on.
Have you ever been yelled at for anything?
I've never been yelled at. You do get, like, the disappointed sometimes. Like, if I screw up at a graphic, like the grammar's not proper or the spelling's not correct.
Okay, so I'm curious about that angle, because I've certainly gotten my end of that. So he won't go to me if you spell something correct. Like, he'll go directly to you. So are you getting, like, some text messages like, Cap, how could you mess this up?
No, it's just more like he corrects it, but but it seems like he's a little upset about it.
See, I don't like this. I don't think that's right that you're not catching the brunt of the storm with the A, because I went through those overnights and some of those evenings, man. Yeah. If I messed up, I heard about it. And I think you've come in at a honeymoon period, literally, with DA, having his girlfriend, now wife, and getting engaged. And I've noticed a happier DA over the last couple of years, because you've come with the time slot change that's now over 2 years ago.
Sure.
And frankly, I don't think it's right that you haven't earned your stripes in getting DA disappointment vibes. You get happy DA all the time.
I don't know if I've disappointed as many times as you have. Maybe I just haven't.
Had to have.
I don't know. Maybe not.
I think you have a much
more
rewarding
position.
Also, you
get it live. Like, if you screw up, it's live on the air. With mine, he has to, like, wait and see and think about it. So maybe it's, like, in the moment, he's more upset at you.
So you don't get an initial reaction.
Right.
DA.
Right.
Jeez. Is this what, is this the Kaplan goal, is to work in video?
Sure. Yeah.
Because you were a radio guy, and this kind of, you just took this, you weren't seeking video job. You ended up finding this Watch DA, and you
ended up. Yeah, it just kind of popped up, and I, love doing it.
Right, because we had like a pool of like five guys who did it at first, but DA saw you as an ace. You were the Pedro Martinez of the crew, and you kept it. And now is this something you want to keep doing?
I definitely think it is.
So not you don't care about producing Around the Dial? Is that what we're getting at?
I do like producing
Around the
Dial.
I'm trying to just walk you into a trap here as much as possible.
No, I love Around the Dial.
All right, one thing here going forward, rest of summer, into the fall, what is one thing you think we should be improving upon on the show to help watch DA? Is there some kind of event you'd like? Is there something
I would
that,
I would love to do more like video calls, like when we have a guest on today. You had Sam Monson on,
yeah,
the Irish pro football focus guy. It'd be very cool if we could do like a video call where somehow that synced up, where he was like Skyping in. I think that's something that we could start doing.
So the audio would still play radio,
right? It would be a little more complicated. I want to throw some more stuff on Pete's plate, which might not be a good time to do that.
And you know Pete, and we haven't had Bogush on here to break down the Pete problems, but Pete, you don't want to stress Pete. Okay,
right.
So that could be something we'd advance to watch DA.
I would like to, yeah.
Okay, all right. I want you, as we wrap this up, to give your Twitter handle, because I am sick and tired of getting questions about the Watch DA stream from listeners, and I'd like them directed at you.
Sure, it's AJ Kaplan, C-A-P-L-A-N. Right.
So AJ Kaplan on Twitter. This is Andrew Kaplan. You have asked for him. He is the man, the quiet man, the calming influence behind WatchDA.com, who's been able to parachute in and not really feel a brunt of any DA wrath, despite the fact that he has just as many spelling problems as I do, but yet runs a graphics team. How about that?
That's good.
All right. That's Andrew Kaplan, and this is Permission Granted Profile.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.